There's a holdup in the Bronx.
Brooklyn's broken out in fights.
There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights.
There's a scout troop short a child.
Cruise ships do an idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?
Dan Murray?
No. His TV show was over more than an hour ago.
Well, the other two judges are here. We'll have to start without him.
We can't. Every year we have a show business celebrity as a judge. The contestants will be disappointed. He should be here any minute.
Any minute? We're an hour behind schedule. New quartets are arriving every 5 minutes. They're piled up backstage like sardines.
By the Lord.
Save it, Murray. Save it. Stop. Save your voice. Remember, it was your voice that carried us through the elimination contest. It's your voice that's going to put us into the final.
Captain.
Stop. Save that voice, Muldoon. It's you, practically all alone. No offense, boys. You've got nothing behind you, Muldoon. Nothing at all. It's all up to you,
Captain.
Quiet. Save your voice. Now, look, Muldoon. If it's something important, write it down.
Tootie, you're standing on Muldoon's foot.
Oh, I'm sorry, Francis.
Thank heavens you made it. Mr. Murray, this is Mr. Grover. He's in charge of the contest.
Well, how do you do, sir?
I'll get the first quartet on stage.
We're all ready to go. Here, let me take your coat.
Why, thank you very much. So sorry I'm late. I was caught in that theater traffic.
Oh, it must have been nerve-wracking.
Nerve-wracking? Say, you got the wrong boy. Take a look at that. 5 years on television without missing a performance. Solid as a rock.
Remarkable.
5 years on television, an industry where they're dropping like flies.
I want you to meet the other judges.
Oh, delighted.
Folks, this is our celebrity judge.
Hmm?
Mr. Murray, this is Miss Heffington.
Oh, how do you do?
I'm delighted to meet you, Mr. Murray. I certainly miss seeing your wife, Catherine, on television.
Oh, that's a different Murray. That's Arthur Murray. I'm Jan Murray.
Oh?
And this is our other judge.
Do I look like Arthur Murray?
Well,
please. This is very important to me.
Mr. Murray, this is Mr. Kozak. He's with the New York Symphony.
How do you do?
Our first quartet is ready.
Good. Nothing more relaxing than a good barbershop quartet. Did you ever see Arthur Murray?
Please.
No, I'm going to settle this right now.
Please, sir. I just want to explain the rules. Just so that no quartet will have an advantage, we have them all singing the same song.
The same song?
Mm-hmm.
And how many quartets do you have?
After the elimination contest, we have 162.
162?
Quartet number one, the East 61st Street Hook and Ladder Gondoliers.
Bum, 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 bum.
By the light of the silvery moon.
Will the next 10 quartets please be ready in line?
Say, Captain, what number are we?
We're 63rd.
63rd?
It'll give us more chance to practice. We need it. Now, all together, without Muldoon. And... You're all alone, Muldoon. All alone.
Quartet number two, from the Department of Sanitation, the Sophisticates.
Bum, 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 bum,
the Department of Water and Hydraulics, the three drips and a drop. Number 12, the Bureau of Sewers, the Skylarks. Number 21, the Tax Department Troubadours.
36, the Park Department Bobolinks. From the Transit Bureau, the Commuters. Our only woman entry. For police women, the girlfriends. Number 49, our quartet from the school board, the Four Truants. Cha-cha-cha. Number 63, the 53rd Precinct, Whippoorwills. Boom, 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 boom. Please continue, Mr. Murray is a little indisposed. Go on.
By the light of the silvery moon, I want to spoon to my honey. I'll croon love's tune. Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
This is the judge's decision. The following quartets have been picked for the finals, which will be held here 1 week from tonight. The Marriage License Bureau, Turtle Doves. Yay! The Health Department, Honey Pickers. Yay! The 53rd Precinct, Whippoorwills.
Yay!
We did it!
We won!
We're in the finals!
We got
it!
Save it for the finals!
Stop, stop, stop. You just haven't got it. There are only 3 days left before the finals.
Captain, we've been rehearsing every minute.
Well, it just isn't good enough. Remember, you're backing up the glorious voice of Muldoon. Unless you guys are perfect, you're going to sound like the great Caruso singing along with Mitch. You've got to practice. Close that door, Muldoon's in the draft.
Muldoon's in the draft.
Tony Muldoon was in the draft. You should have thrown your body in front of him.
I'm sorry, Captain.
Tony Muldoon is your partner. He's in your care. He's in that squad car with you all day. You're responsible.
I know.
Tony, if anything happens to Muldoon's throat, you better cut yours.
Captain, I'll take good care of him.
Good.
I don't let him drive. I keep all the windows shut tight. The minute we start off, I put a scarf around his neck, I put a shawl over his shoulder, and I keep a blanket over his lap.
Good.
It's like riding with Whistler's mother.
I know I've been hounding you, picking on you, but you just gotta come through. I may sound like a sentimental old fool, but I want that championship.
We'll do it, Captain.
25 years in the police department, hidden away here in a Bronx precinct, unsung. Boys, the old man's getting gray. I'm coming close to the end of my time here. And I want you to win that barbershop quartet championship. Not for me, your captain. Not for me, your superior officer. But for me. The old man in the twilight of his career.
Just a song at twilight.
Now hold it, hold it, hold it, Muldoon. Save it, save it. And the rest of you, practice, practice, practice.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear that, boys? From now till Friday, it's practice.
Where? They threw us out of the shower room, the locker room?
And look what happened when we started practicing in a detention cell. The prisoners started screaming about police brutality.
How about yours?
We were there last night. We're still getting calls from the neighbors. How about yours?
No, my wife has got guests. Can we rehearse in your house, Francis? Don't answer. Just nod.
Wait. My cousin's got a rehearsal hall. He always got a few empty rooms. He'll let us have one free. I'll call him. We'll start tonight. Come on, Gary.
kids.
Hi.
Hi.
Good to see you.
You look great.
Why shouldn't I look great?
Oh, you mean because I missed a couple of shows?
Well, we heard you were kind of shook up.
What shook up?
Hey, you know that wife of mine. You ready? She dragged me to a rest home just because I came home a little nervous one night.
We heard you came screaming into the house.
What screaming? Hey, remember me, Mr. Iron Nerves? 5 years on TV? Never felt better in my entire life. Look at the baby blues. Crystal clear, right?
Feel that arm, Harold.
Are you all right? We all set to go to work?
Let's go.
Okay,
come on,
Jen. There's your script. Why don't you go over it alone?
Yeah, good idea, good idea.
Come on, kids. We'll line up the routines in the hall.
That's a funny opening. I come out and I say, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It's so nice to be back again. 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 Harold!
Get back again! Harold! Harold!
Okay. It's my cousin. Some guy next door is complaining. We gotta get out of here. Come on.
Oh, come on! Hurry up!
I'll show you. They're in here. I heard it clear as a bell. There was that awful...
Wait. What are you looking at? It came right from this room.
Now look, Jan.
I heard it. I heard it. Boom, boom, boom.
Jan, why don't you take another couple of days in the country,
You're
huh?
You're kidding. I'm perfect. Look, 5 years on TV. When it...
Oh, come on. We're wasting time. We got a show to boom, boom, boom. I mean to rehearse.
Sure. Sure. That's right. We've got a boom... Who are you calling?
Your wife.
My wife? Don't do that. If she ever finds out, we've got to rehearse the boom, boom, boom. There's a show to boom, boom.
Hello, boom, boom, boom.
Darling. Please, everything is all right. Don't I sound all right? I just try to tell this boom, boom not to pick up the boom and boom, boom, boom. But he likes the boom, boom.
That's all right. Can happen to anybody. It's okay, his car wasn't stolen. He forgot. His wife took it to go shopping.
How is he?
Hey, tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Look, this is our last chance to be together. How about a quick rehearsal?
Tori, for heaven's sake.
It'll only be a few minutes. Wait here. I got the music in the car.
Mr. Murray, please lie down.
Well... I'll sit down, but that's as far as I'll go. I only came here to make my wife happy. She insisted, I'm here.
She told me a story about your hearing sounds. Boom, boom, boom.
Do I have to tell you how hysterical some women can get?
I hear nothing. My stomach may go off every now and then. But up here, I'm like a rock. Don't you hear anything now?
Hear what?
Boom, boom, boom.
What do you think I am? Now, don't you stop believing everything you hear. What are you writing? I told you, I don't hear a thing. I'm as clear as a bell. I told you, I don't hear anything. Not a thing. Now, you pick up that phone, you call my wife, and you tell her I'm perfectly normal. Do you hear me? I don't.
If you were completely normal, Mr. Murray, you'd be hearing boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Car 54. Car 54.
You know, Doc, you're right. Now I hear it. Boom, boom, boom. Coming in clear as a bell.
Now you hear boom, boom, boom.
Yes. Boom, boom, boom. I hear it all the time. Boom, boom, boom. As a matter of fact, I want you to get this, Doc. I'm on a case history of this, okay? I'll lie down on this boom, boom, boom. Doc, would you please call my wife and tell her that I'm on the boom, 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 and I'll be telling you about it. You see, Doc, it all started when I was just a little kid. My family wouldn't let me have a sports car. That was the first time I heard it. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom.
Call 54 to dispatch. Repeat. Go to Butcher Shop. 8201 Market Street. Hold up. K. You get that down, Francis? Don't answer. Just nod. Hey, maybe it's the butcher band in the Bronx who's been knocking off all those butcher shops. Hey, this may be our lucky day.
Here they are. Here they are. You went.
All right, break it up. Come on. I'm going out. Let us go in. Come on. Let's go.
A person can suffocate at our heart.
They're here.
All right, come on, bring it up.
You all right, Pat?
I'm all right.
All right, what happened?
What happened? The guy came in here with a handkerchief across his face.
Ooh, ooh, a red bandana?
Yeah, that's right.
Are you all right, Sam?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Hear that, Francis? It's the butcher bandit. Go on. Were you all alone when he came in?
With business the way it was, of course I was alone.
That's very important. You heard anything at all?
I'm telling you.
Are you all right, Sam?
Yeah, I'm all right.
This guy comes in, flashes a gun, marches me into the icebox, closes the icebox door. Mr. Schneider, next door, heard me pounding. He came in and let me out.
You all right, Sam?
I'm all right. I don't know what got into me, but we got into the icebox. I made a grab for him.
You made a grab for him?
Yeah, sure. I tore the handkerchief off of his face, and bang, he locked me in.
Wait. Did you get a description of him? Could you describe him to us?
Sure.
Ooh. No one's seen him up till now.
Gunther, call the captain on the phone.
Right.
I'll go in here and see if I can find the handkerchief.
This could break the case. Try to remember what he looked like. We want a complete description.
Well, he was about this
hot.
Wait,
Captain Block. I got a man here who can describe the butcher Bad did. That's right. Yes, sir. Why don't you come down to station house right away? Let's go.
I have to close up the middle of the day.
I'm sorry. Captain said right away. You know, your description can help knock off the guy who's been terrorizing you butchers for 6 months. Now, what do you look like?
Well, he was about this high.
Write it down, Francis. Go on with the description. Come on, folks, you gotta make way, folks. Make way. Come on. All right. Now, go on with the description.
Yeah, well, yeah, black hair.
Black hair. Write it down, Francis.
Yeah.
Gunther.
Dark hair and a kind of pointy nose.
Are you all right, Sam?
I'm all right. He had a scar on his jaw, a little mustache.
Put it down, Francis. Go on.
He had bushy eyebrows and brown eyes.
Write it down, Francis. Go on.
He had a birthmark. Oh, let's see. Maybe it wasn't a birthmark. Maybe it was a dimple. The light was bad.
Put them both down, Francis. Go on. This is the man, Captain.
Good. You actually saw the butcher bandit.
Yeah, I saw.
He gave us a description on the way down. Francis took it down.
Good work, Muldoon. This is the break we've been waiting for. Now start from the beginning. Get this down, Muldoon.
Mrs. Kramer had just left with 3 pounds of chalk. In walks this guy.
You all right,
yeah,
sir?
I'm all right. This high, he had a handkerchief across his face.
A bandana. Francis has got it.
Great. Let's see it, Muldoon.
It's the same bandana that the other butchers described. When Mr. Katz mentioned that he tore it off, Francis went into the icebox to get it, to get the evidence.
Tootie, where's Muldoon?
Muldoon? Francis?
Tootie, where's Muldoon?
He was in the back seat of the car with Mrs. Katz.
Who is in the back seat with Mrs. Katz?
My partner. You heard me talking to somebody.
You were talking to somebody, but the somebody wasn't there.
Tootie, where's Muldoon?
Wait, don't get excited. Let's see. Francis went into the icebox to get the bandana. I called you. You told us to come down. I rushed over and I closed it. Oh, he's in the icebox. Francis is in the icebox.
Are you all right, Sam?
I'm all right!
Francis, are you all right? Speak to me. I mean, speak to me.
Get in there, men, and bring him out. Get out of the way, Tootie. Careful, men. Don't bend him. He'll break. Watch that step. Easy. Easy now. Easy. Be careful. Get over the step. Now, get him to the hospital. That's it.
Speak to me, Francis.
Get him to the hospital. And it's for you, Tootie.
I know. If anything happens to Muldoon, Captain, I want you to transfer me to pounding a beat in Staten Island.
I'll do that, but not right now. I'm going to wait for a blizzard. Easy now. Easy.
Doctor, excuse me. Nurse, bring a pan for under the bed. He's starting to defrost.
Doctor, is he going to see you?
He's going to be all right.
He's all right. He's all right.
There's a very sick man in the next room.
Nurse?
Yes, Mr. Murray.
Why is the room so noisy?
There were some men in uniform out in the hall.
They came to get me.
You heard what the doctor said. You're perfectly all right.
Yes, that's right. I'm perfectly all right. I need quiet. Quiet.
Very good. How are you, boy?
Fine, Captain.
Do you think you can save Francis?
Shame on you, Tootie. A man's in critical condition and you want him to...
Do you think you can, Muldoon?
I don't know.
Well, we can find out. Come on. Boom, 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 boom.
He says he's perfectly all right.
Absolutely not. He can't be moved for 24 hours.
But, Doctor, I'm perfectly all right. There's this contest tonight.
Forget it. You're not moving from here for at least 24 hours.
But, Doctor, my voice is in perfect shape. Listen.
By the...
What are we going to do without Muldoon?
What are we going to do? I'll tell you what we're going to do without Muldoon. I just figured it out. It's so simple, even you could have figured it out. The answer's been staring us right in the face. Without Muldoon, we're going to lose. Do you hear me? Lose! Hello?
Muldoon!
Hello, Captain. I'm perfectly all right. My voice is in perfect shape. I just tested it. Captain, I have a plan where you can get me out in time for the contest. Muldoon, I'm your superior officer. I won't listen to any such nonsense. Here's Tootie. Tell it to him.
Gunther, listen closely. On the first floor, there's an intern's dressing room.
Mm-hmm. I got it. And you want us to be there at 7 o'clock?
7 o'clock. That'll give us just time to get to the auditorium in time for the contest. Right.
What's going on? What are you doing in your clothes?
Oh, Doctor, this contest means everything to my captain.
I won't take a chance.
Doctor, there's no chance. I never felt better in my life.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure.
All right, you can go.
Oh, gee, thanks, Doc.
We need the room anyway. There's a nervous wreck next door, and he insists on changing his room. Good luck.
Thanks, Doc.
Doctor, he's asleep.
Emergency.
There he is. Cover him up good so nobody will see him.
Who is it?
We came to get you.
You knew we come to get you. Now take it easy.
Boom, 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 boom.
Save it for the contest. Schnauzer, get his head. Nelson, get his feet.
Nurse, was the patient transferred to this room?
Yes, he's about to be operated on.
Operated on? He was just here for a rest.
Excuse me, this is an emergency operation.
Emergency operation?
Boom, 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 boom.
What's that?
Oh, that's what's coming out.
Wait, what's going on here?
Boom, 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 boom.
Mr. Murray!
Mr. Murray?
Yeah, this is Jan Murray. Mr. Murray, where are they taking you?
Where are they taking me? You know where they're taking me. Where everybody goes. Boom, 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 boom,
wait,
boom.
Wait, wait. What happened to Officer Muldoon?
Muldoon, he went to some contest boom, or something. Boom,
boom, boom, ooh, ooh, boom, boom, we can make it. Boom, come on. Boom, boom.
Stop! Stop!
Oh, Mr. Murray.
They went without me. Come back. Come back. I want to go to Boom Boom Land. Look how good I can do it. Boom, 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 boom. Take me back. Please, boom, boom, boom. Look how good. Boom, boom.
Honeymoon, keep a shining in June. Your silvery beams will bring love's dreams. We'll be cuddling soon by the silvery moon.
Thank you. Thank you. My boys. You did it for the old man. This is the happiest day of my life.
There's a holdup in the Bronx. Brooklyn's broken out in fights. There's a traffic jam in Harlem that's backed up to Jackson Heights. There's a scout troop short a child. Cruise ships do an idle wild.
Car 54, where are you?